Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bob Nagin's here. Bob is a longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of the Mackinac Kite Company. If you want to be impressed with somebody in retail, folks, talk to a guy who sold kites 12 months out of the year. Now, that's the guy I want to listen to, and that's our good friend Bob Nagin. He and his wife, Susan, wrote an outstanding book called Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. He's currently training Main Street businesses all over the world about how to get better, and he joins us and shares his wisdom with us on a regular basis. Bob, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. You know it's always an honor and a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. So it seems like I can't have any conversations these days without some kind of a reference to coronavirus. It's gotten into our vernacular. It rolls off the tongue once you say it a couple of times. it is scary because it's very virulent. There is no cure, and it's affecting a lot of people. But Bob, we already have something like that. It's called the flu, and it killed 67,000 Americans last year. So what do you think?
Absolutely. So I think there's a couple of dynamics. One, I think that the flu may be a false equivalent, meaning, yes, the flu is dangerous, you know, and people, as we talked about before we went live, people die in car wrecks, people die of suicide, people die all the time. My brother-in-law is a scientist, and he contends we've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the health dynamic. So let's assume that, you know, so what we work with is small independent brick and mortar retailers, small to mid-size. So let's assume that, or let's just say that COVID-19 doesn't come to your town. It doesn't close down your schools. It doesn't affect you and your family's health in any way. It doesn't affect the way, you know, whether your customers come into your store. It will still affect you. Mm-hmm. You know, entire industrial cities in China are under quarantine. And we're already starting to see disruptions in the supply chain. On our Whiz Bang Retailers Facebook group, you know, somebody said, are you starting to see anything? And one woman wrote, yeah, I can't get my tarot cards from China anymore.
Tarot cards.
So while, yeah, I know. You know, it's this kind of thing you don't think about, right?
Yeah.
Tarot card printed in China. And because of a global economy, you know, cotton can be grown in Egypt and, you know, milled in Vietnam and assembled in India and shipped to America. So outside of the considerations of what might have happened with the health of your community, this is going to affect the way that you do business.
What are you seeing out there across Main Street, the retailers you're talking to? What are they saying about? And by the way, I wanted to give you a personal note. I'm building a house, and there's a door. We have an iron door in the front door. That door was the product. The components were made in three places in Europe, and it was assembled in China.
That's exactly what you were talking about.
Exactly. But the supply chain you're talking about isn't just across the Pacific to China. It's global. But what are you seeing? What's the reality that you're seeing right now in Main Street retailers?
Well, it hasn't really hit. It's just starting to come around. Like I said, somebody's not getting their tarot cards. But, you know, so I believe there's going to be ripback.
Go ahead.
So, you know, I'm sorry.
No, what did you – go ahead, finish your thought.
So, I think that it hasn't affected us much yet because it hasn't affected our health yet. But I believe that it, you know, that it's going to build. And, you know, to your point in the conversation we had before we went on, it's not a time to panic, but it's a time to plan. It's a time to be thoughtful.
But it is important to keep perspective, though, right? Because if we without perspective, we start doing things that can compound. We add compounding complications that aren't part of the reality of the disease. What do you think?
You are absolutely correct, Jim. So here's the scoop. So, you know, yesterday we created a whole report on how retailers can, you know, deal with this whole situation. It's really, it's a report that is like, look, no matter what happens, now is the time to think about it, because it's better to think about things a week early than a minute late. So I am not panicking. I am not seeing panic from our retailers, but I am certainly, Susan and I are certainly, you know, asking people to be thoughtful, to be thinking about it now, so when it comes, there isn't a panic. To your point, Jim, if you think about it beforehand, you're a lot less likely to panic if it comes. It's that whole idea of, you know, plan, hope for the best and plan for the worst.
Well, one of the things we've been talking about earlier today with our home-based business expert is, you know, more people are talking about working from home. Even though you don't need it right now, next Wednesday, plan on next Wednesday, as many people as possible, if not everybody, let's pick a day and work from home all day. Let's see if we can do it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. So
when we have to do it, we know where the gaps in our system is.
Absolutely. That is exactly.
But that's not good news for retailers, Bob. This is not good.
You're absolutely right. But in every problem lies an opportunity. So whether it's easy or whether it's problematic does not change the fact that it's hard and, you know. Here's what we do. As entrepreneurs, we figure stuff out.
That's right.
And the problem is going to be the problem. So it's not about what the problem is. It's how people are going to react to it. And that's what this whole report is.
And your point, which I want you to talk about some more after the break, your point is, folks, you are forewarned. You have the ability to be forearmed. Don't panic.
Yes.
Don't do anything stupid. Let's not lose our head, but just be prepared. And you know what? People in tornadoes, in Tornado Alley do this every year. People on the coast do this every year, getting ready for hurricanes. We do it all the time.
Yes.
This is no different. Let's just do those things. Quick break, right back with Bob Nagin. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.